wanted to check in on the Royal Melbourne Show, which is supposedly kicking off very soon, but in fact will be online. Joining us to talk about the Royal Melbourne Show is Brad Jenkins. He's the CEO at the Royal Agricultural Society of Victoria. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Jacinta. How are you going?
Oh, how do you feel that the show's not on?
Oh, look, first of all, yesterday on Saturday morning when I woke up, it was a beautiful sunny day, and I thought, what a fantastic day.
Would have been a great show day.
It would have been a great show, and yesterday was fabulous. So, look, very disappointed, but I'm really thrilled the way the community has really got behind the virtual show this year. Just shows how much the Royal Melbourne Show is loved by the Victorian community.
Oh, it is loved, my friend. It is absolutely loved. It's part of our DNA. I don't think any of us necessarily have a story of living around these parts without at least the show entering into it at some point. But you've gone online, which is a relief for all of us. So what can we do online with the Royal Melbourne Show?
Yeah, look, it was really this year we thought the Royal Agricultural Society of Victoria relies on a huge number of, hundreds of volunteers and exhibitors to successfully present the show each year. And really we thought the best opportunity was to really acknowledge and celebrate those people that have been involved, some of those people that, help us bring the show to life each year. So a big part of it is interviews with a variety of people who are, have been involved in the show over many years. Some of them, whether they compete in the Horses in Action competition or whether they're part of the Art and Craft and Cookery competition. So there's some beautiful stories that are told through some interviews online. So look, for example, Steph Barrington has been a Horse in Action competitor for many years and won the Gary Owen Equestrian Turnout, right through to Elf Woods, who is 91, and Elf's been involved in the Royal Melbourne Show for more than 80 years in the poultry section. So there's some fantastic stories. So I encourage people to get online and listen to some of those interviews. There's a different interview each day, which are aligned to different sections, whether that's the animals and agriculture or the music and entertainment or the carnival rides.
There's also an ability to buy a show bag.
There is, and I can tell you they are very popular. People have taken the opportunity to buy them online. And the other thing that's super popular is the live farm cam. So Farmer Daryl, who is normally at the Royal Melbourne Show each year, much loved by all the kids, feel their feeding time. In fact, 12 o'clock was feeding time today. But you can go online and watch live farm cam at Farmer Daryl's property, and it's beautiful to see the animals getting fed.
Can't we? That should not be just confined to the Royal Melbourne Show. We should have farm cam all the time. I think that would be an absolute hit.
I think you're right, Jacinta, because it's been very, very popular, so it might be something we continue on.
Very good. There's also some fun things for kids, mask making, creative challenge. There's lots of competitions and ways that people can get involved with yours as well. Do you know, Brad, that we're also doing it here at ABC Radio Melbourne?
I was absolutely thrilled to see that, Jacinta, and you'll be pleased to know that our mask-making competition was hugely popular, so it might be something you could add to yours as well. Well, I think we had over 300 entries in the competition. I'd love to see your biggest vegetables, and you've also got the best sourdough bread. That's the one that appealed to me.
Are you any good?
No, but I do enjoy a sourdough.
Perfect. Well, I'll let our listeners know exactly what we're up to in a moment. I need to say thank you so much to you. People can get onto theroyalshow.com.au and live the show like it's still there. Good on you for the work you must have done to make sure that there was a presence for the show this year, because I know it means so much to us in our kind of cycle of our life that the show is there.
Well, that's what we think, Jacinta. In these times, we need a bit of fun and excitement, don't we? I mean, the show is all about bringing smiles to people's faces, So we hope that we can do it again, the real thing in 2021, when it comes back on the 23rd of September next year until the 3rd of October. And great to see smiles on people's faces at the showgrounds again.
I've sold corn at the show not that long ago, Brad.
Oh, really?
Do you know, I was really good at it. Just saying.
Well, we'll have to get 7.4 out of the show next year as a live broadcast.
Oh, yeah. we can prop up next to that other radio station's caravan. I'm into it. We don't have a caravan, though, Brad. We'll just sit out on the grass here on the ABC. Good on you. Very good. I can relive my corn selling moments moment by moment. Brad Jenkins, thank you very much. CEO, Royal Agricultural Society of Victoria. And you can jump onto theroyalshow.com.au and still get into it. You can still get yourself a show bag. But we've got the best news because here, well, it's pretty good, I reckon, at the ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, on this program, we are hosting the virtual show. It will be happening where we will be judging your best, there's six categories. Are you ready? The best decorative Lisa Zhu, which is also known as the ABC logo. The wah, wah, wah. You know what I'm doing when I sing that. Any way you want to make one of those, any way, if you want to make it out of a dirt sculpture, we're into it. Best homemade sourdough. We need a picture of your loaf with the slice cut out. There'll be lots of instructions how to present your sourdough. We're going to have the best ABC personality Spoonville. So if you want to make a Virginia Trioli spoon, you can do it. Bit of raffy might be easy because you won't have to have stuff on the top. best pet lookalike. So not for ABC personalities, but if you look like your pet, how much do we want to see that? You can also win. You're going to win, ribbons. There will be a ribbon as a prize, which is, I reckon, pretty the best thing we've ever done. Biggest vegetable as voted by Costa. But probably biggest vegetable in its category. So the tomato doesn't have to be bigger than the pumpkin, but if it's a big tomato, which you probably don't have your hands on right now, but you've got to have grown it as well. You can't go down the shops and get one. And the best homemade face mask.
On ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, you're with Jacinta Parsons.